have here in the studio half of the duo of the Ministry of Inside Things, and that would be the guitar player Art Cohen. Hi, Art. Thanks for coming in and helping out this evening.
My pleasure to come in and help out and support Star's End.
I did want to talk about this album that you've put out called Everlasting Moment with this group you've been involved with, the Ministry of Inside Things. This is a double live album, and it's your first album from the group at all, really, the first conventionally released album. And I just wanted you to talk a little bit about the process by which this album was made. My point is that most people release an album, and then they go around and tour, but it seems like the Ministry of Inside Things actually did some touring and then released an album. Why did you do it this way?
Well, the nature of the music that we do with the Ministry of Inside Things, it's really all about live playing, and we worked up the pieces, you know, in the rehearsal studio and whatnot, but they really don't come alive and breathe and become a real thing to us until we've played them live in front of people. There's nothing like the energy of people in the room in a concert, the immediacy of that, or a radio concert as well, which we've done several of those, and they have a similar immediacy and energy because we know there's thousands of people out there in radio land listening. So what we did is we worked up material and then toured with it and played as many gigs as we could, not huge numbers, but we played it in various venues in front of different audiences. And this album is culled from the best bits of those performances, mostly from I guess year 2002. And the music it's composed as sort of a long suites, and that's normally how we play, long, roughly hour long suites of music, and that's how it's represented on the album as well. Each CD is a continuous flow of approximately an hour, similar to what we play in concert, although it's edited together to get the very best of our performances.
Now, talk about the title of this album. It's called Everlasting Moment.
Yeah, it's called Everlasting Moment, and again, it speaks to the way we like to perform, and the fact that Ministry of Inside Things is really a live band, and we design the pieces to have a certain structure and to have traverse a certain terrain, but we're very much into playing in the moment when we're on the stage we're producing these pieces. It's different every time. There's no other way to describe it other than just being there or being here now in that moment, making the music and flowing along with it. And we wanted to convey that's the nature of the experience. And hopefully, people listening to the album will have that similar experience to what people were able to have live when we played these pieces originally.
So how would you describe, I know we're listening to the album in the background while we're doing this talk, but how would you describe this album stylistically? It's, of course, I guess it references space music, but it also gets a little more intense than the average space music. There are some really abstract parts, there are some ambient parts, but is there any way for you to characterize it?
Well, yeah, I think so. As you said, it's definitely space music, and I wouldn't characterize it as call it any other genre than that. But to those, it's a little less purely synthetic and purely electronic because my guitar is a major part of the music. After all, it's just, you know, just one synth and player and my guitar. So there's a bit more of a bit more of a non-electronic feel, a bit more of the sound of a real guitar, because when I like to have a lot of times have the guitar sound like a guitar, although there's many techniques I'll use that, unless you saw me do it, you might think a synthesizer was making that sound. I try to coax as many different textures and timbres out of the guitar as possible, but I would say compared to a lot of the music you hear on Star's End and, you know, stuff that's, there's no question it's electronic space music, there's a bit more guitar. It's not really in a rock way because we don't have a drum kit and all that, so the rhythms are generated with a sequencer. But I would say there's a bit more maybe Pink Floyd influence along with the usual Klaus Schulze, Tangerine Dream, Berlin School, those influences. And yet we try to make it up to date and modern. There's a greater use of, sort of extended sampling. Like we have certain ambient recorded CDRs that we, you know, custom made and use in the sets to provide certain textures or certain sounds. Some of the guitar techniques are newer techniques, like using a, which I don't know if it's on actually this album that I do this, but something that would be done in concert using a micro cassette recorder or a digital voice recorder to put some sampled sounds through the guitar processing. But really, if you're familiar with the classic Berlin school, you'll find enough hooks to grab onto with this album, and yet it has its own unique flavor and mainly characterized by a more prominent guitar than you usually find in this type of music.
So you describe the Ministry of Insight Things as primarily a live band.
Absolutely.
Well, you've played quite a few live concerts. So you must have some experience with the audience, this symbiotic relationship between the artist and the audience. What do you expect from the audience? What do you hope for them? What do you want their experience to be like?
Well, we like when the audience listens to the music, and our most successful concerts in terms of how I felt coming out of the concert and how I think the music really worked is when we were in a venue where the audience was basically able to be quiet, close their eyes if they wanted, or really concentrate and listen to the music. And or similarly, when we play live on the radio, where the audience is not in the same room with us, but we know they're out there, and so those are cases where the audience really isn't disturbing us. We've had the occasion of playing more of a bar type situation, and we could do it, and it was enjoyable for us and the audience. But I think our music works better in a more respectful type of environment. For instance, we played at the Gatherings concert series, and as any of you know who've attended those events. They're held in the church. People come in. People know. You can be quiet. You can lay out on the floor or watch the light show, and basically just allow the people around you to really listen to the music and not disturb people. And I think our music works best in that type of situation. We've had the opportunity to play with some rather talented lighting artists as well, and that can really enhance the overall experience because we construct the music to have a contour. Have dynamics. It's not like some ambient music is more droney. You kind of turn it on and it's a certain thing. It creates a certain mood and then it goes on for a while and then it stops. And the music of Ministry of Inside Things takes you through many moods, and it has parts that are energetic with driving sequences and you can really feel that energy, and then parts that get really quiet with just little subtle things. I like to do just scratch the strings of the guitar with the pick and play it through a giant reverb and get sounds like that, and the synthesizer creates patches out of who knows what, but many, many strange textures come from that. And yet, so we'll proceed through different sections and different moods, and we hope that the audience can travel along with us and go through different moods and maybe go through different feelings that the music might trigger in them, and hopefully get to the end of the set and having traveled there and be in a different place, their heads in a different place because they've traveled with us. And it's not so precisely programmed that there's a particular feeling you have to get when you listen to it, where it's open-ended to the audience member can bring what they're feeling inside to it, but the music is a canvas for their feelings, really. But it has enough variation that many moods can be created, and it really does have a sense of movement, and that's something that that we work very hard to create. It might be easier to just sort of sit, crank up one or two sounds and let them run and get some interesting textures, but we really try to have quiet parts and loud parts and rhythmic parts and arrhythmic parts, melodic parts, which sometimes in electronic music is somewhat, it's not as common because there's many, the music is more about timbre and texture, and many great electronic music really is all timbre and texture, and you really can't hear a melody at all. But I like to have at least some parts where the guitar is playing a melody that you could even hum, and it's okay to have that because that creates a certain mood in and of itself, and I don't feel I should restrict that.
Well, Art, since Ministry of Insight Things has played so many live concerts, why don't you talk a little bit about the diversity of different places that you've played at?
Well, let me think. Some of the places we've played in a coffee house. Should I give specifics of where we played, or
well, just the types of venues, the range?
We played in a coffee house. We played in a planetarium. We played in a bar. We played in a beautiful church space at the Gatherings concert series, and we played on an internet live on an internet streaming broadcast. We've done this actually a couple times. There's a big Star's End space music fan who is confined to just live in his house because he had an accident and whatnot. And we actually went to his house and played a concert in his room for our friend. And we did this a couple times, and that was also really worked and was nice. As a matter of fact, we usually bring a light show even when we play in a studio or in a non-traditional venue, just because it helps us set the mood. And so we've done many several radio broadcasts as well. I'm probably leaving out some of the venues we've played at, but
no, that's quite a range of places, you know, from someone's bedroom to an actual church sanctuary. It's quite a range of places to have played. Well, thanks a lot, Art. I appreciate you stepping up and
thanks for having me, Chuck.